A drone may soon become an invaluable part of farming.
One of my chores for my parents is to weed the garden with a hoe. And so now I'm talking about, well, no, I'm not going to send a hoe out there. I'm going to fly out there with my drone and I'm going to take care of the weeds that way.
From weeds and pests to the overall health of the plant, researchers say drones are the future of precision agriculture.
You can know where to apply pesticides, fungicides, fertilizer in specific areas of the fields instead of doing the entire fields.
What it's really doing is giving us a new way to estimate yield and to figure out which plants are best. And our goal is really to breed better crops and to help farmers get better economic value from whatever they plant.
Different sensors can be placed on drones to give researchers different types of plant data from a bird's eye view.
We can look at spectral characteristics, so the greenness of the plant. I think everybody's seen where if you fertilize a plant, it greens up, it looks better.
Drones can also combat weeds.
A lot of the problems we run into these days are herbicide-resistant weeds, as well as weeds that typically escape control measures and become a problem in future years.
And one weed can produce millions of seeds. So that means that seed would be going into the soil and that seed bank would raise more plants next year.
Conventionally, crop consultants would walk the fields looking for problematic weeds, insects, and disease, which is time-consuming, expensive, and not completely accurate.
If drones can be employed, it will save a lot of time. It will be a lot more effective and accurate.
Instead of spraying the entire field with chemicals against herbicide-resistant weeds, drones could be used.
If I knew all the bad spots in my field, I could do a bunch of drones and do a bunch of small drones to go and attack those areas with whatever chemical I want to have, what kind of pesticide or fungicide I need.
Probably in the next 5 or 10 years, you're going to see very easy to use software packages where a farmer or a researcher in Africa or Asia or South America can take these tools and basically get high quality data they can use for plant breeding or making decisions on when to spray their crop.
In the meantime, researchers say even at a basic level,
okay, video.
Drones can allow anyone with a smartphone to record videos and take photographs to monitor farms large and small. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, College Station, Texas.